I got it.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're here tonight to hold the public hearing on the 2015 Ulster County budget and capital plan from 2015 to 20. We want to thank Supervisor Mr. Croce for Supervisor Mr. Croce.
There you go.
Thank you for allowing us to come here tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for the hospitality.
Yeah. So, since saying that, I'd like to call the meeting to order. With who would like to lead the Pledge of Allegiance? With Mary Beth?
Sure. Where are we going?
And everybody
behind
stand
us
for a moment of silence.
So,
yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Kindly take your seats. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in event of emergency, the fire department has requested that the legislators and all other move at least 100 feet away from the town hall in order not to impede the firefighters in their duty. Please silence your cell phones. Roll call.
Allen. Archer. Bartels.
Here.
Belfiglio.
Here.
Briggs. Donaldson.
Here.
Fabiano. Gerentine.
Present.
Green. Gregorius. Litz.
Here.
Lopez. Lauren. Mayo.
Here.
Maloney. Parody John. Parody Richard. Provenzano.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
Walro. And Wishnick.
Thank you.
You're supposed to say how many present.
No.
No?
No.
It's not that far.
Call the public hearing. The hearing is on the 2015 Ulster County budget and proposed 2015 to 20 capital project. We will open it up. We have a distinguished, honored lady here tonight by the name of Esther Coppola.
Hey,
Esther has a public comment.
Thank you for the recognition.
Yes.
Very
thank
nice.
You for coming, and I see you have a comment. If you would kindly stand over there and make your comments.
Do I have a comment?
That's what they said. Just one, though, not more than one.
Oh, I have.
You don't want to speak?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyone else?
No. I can only tell you this. There were senior citizens in the town of Plattekill that did intend to make this meeting tonight. We were actually told that the meeting was at 6 o'clock. There was not a good advertisement in regard to the meeting tonight, and some of them did want to come, but the weather is so bad. Seniors really cannot drive when there's rain and it's dark and so forth. But I certainly, and they certainly, do appreciate the fact that you have come down to the town of Plattekill, which is something I have never seen in 50 years. So I personally thank you, and I also thank you on behalf of the seniors that belong to the senior club in the town of Plattekill. Thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate it, and they do too.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
What you know what some of their concerns were? Maybe we can get back to them or give me a contact person, and we will.
Seniors are always concerned in bus trips. Seniors are also concerned in regard to monies. Many things happen in their homes. They try to stay in their homes, and all of a sudden their roof leaks, or all of a sudden they have a lot of problems, you know, with their boilers or furnace. Transportation is always a big problem, as you know, especially down here in the southern tier. And I realize that you really cannot put buses in the way that we would like to have them. But I do appreciate whatever you do do.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we find is in regard to those that are on Medicaid, always receive bus trips, they always receive taxis, they always receive many things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are on Medicare, especially here in the town of Plattekill, Because we're on the southern tier, we have a lot of people down in Plattekill. Actually, I'm talking about the hamlet now because we have several hamlets in Plattekill. And they go to Newburgh. And a lot of things will not cross over the line to go into Orange County. Last night or two nights ago, I was talking to a man who is on dialysis, does go three times a week, really cannot get transportation to go into Orange County, and he is supposed to have it. There's a big argument between his worker in Ulster County and Orange County, and in the meantime, the man has no transportation. I also found that true with another woman, lives up in Tucker's Corners, where we're really divided up there. We live in the town of Plattekill. Our phone is in Clintondale. Our children go to Marlboro. You know, I mean, I could just go on and on in regard to that. But we had a woman, and, you know, up there, they go to Poughkeepsie. Down here in Modena, they go up to New Paltz, and they go to Kingston. Everybody reads different newspapers. We're so separated, so divided. But the transportation is absolutely horrid because they will not go out of Ulster County. And so we definitely have a problem in regard to that. We have people have doctors right across the bridge. And this one particular woman, you know, she called me up crying and so on and so forth. And I told her, I said, look, don't worry about it. And I said, even if I have to pay for a taxi. Well, it ended up that the taxi company wanted almost $60 just to take her over the bridge, which is 6 miles away from me. And then she'd have to call another cab service to bring her back home. These things should not go on. They really should not go on. What you can do about it, I really don't know. But I'm going to tell you, you know, with the seniors, there's lots of problems in regard to that. And I know you try to do the best you can in regard to the bus services, things like that. This year, the senior office did come down, and which we thought was really nice. They had something up at Felton Park. We really appreciated that. One of the first times, actually. We feel we're being spoiled a little. But, you know, those are the problems with seniors. You know, I've got to look at medical care, transportation, things like that. Sorry, I had a cold.
Thank you.
That's the
so I'll bark at all of you.
All right. Yes. Well, the bark is great. I mean, we can't, you know, our public hearings listed to public. You know, we don't want to, I'll be very liberal tonight, and I know Ken had wanted to say something, I'll allow him to say something. But there again, what you're talking about, I have affordable senior complexes, and we have a program now that we're participating with. I have an advocate that basically, who is very great. You could tell those people to give me a call, and I will give them the advocate's number, and that they would basically, I don't know if they can satisfy their needs, but they'll talk to them and see what they can do for them.
I really would appreciate that. Okay.
You know, just so that maybe you know and everybody else knows, you know, what's maybe going to happen in the future is that, you know, a lot of this Medicare is going to be transitioned to private firms. The county is not going to be stepping away. Yes, it is. Stepping away and
Medicaid. You're okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Medicare.
If you have
I'm sorry.
Care, they think you have money.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, a lot
and
of
you really
transition
don't.
To the private sector, and a lot of firms are starting up that way, and they're doing that. So that's
can
the
you
way
clarify Medicaid or Medicare? Which one is going to transition to private? How do we know that?
Not transition to private. You can see it already developing. Alluding to that.
Are you talking about Medicare for the elderly or
Medicaid
for indigent?
The one that has money, what, Medicare?
You have money if you have care.
Care,
you
Medicare.
You have no money if you have aid.
I'm on Medicare, and I haven't heard anything about
Medicare.
It.
Medicare, yes.
It's you can see it's starting to trend that way, and it's getting more and more.
In fact, I think
especially transportation.
Yes, I mean, I'm sorry to go off the subject. I know you're here in regard to the budget.
We came to Platicville, so we opened ourselves up.
But you came to Platicville, so you opened yourselves up.
But there's a lot of money in the budget that the county pays the state for Medicaid reimbursement. And one of the things I think an inequity about the transportation in this county is that a Medicaid recipient, so let's say social services recipient, will get a taxi. And the taxi usually costs $50 or $60 to the county, but a senior citizen on Medicare can't get that same benefit.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. That's absolutely correct. I went through all that.
Now, if we had some Medicaid rural transportation bus instead of paying $60 per cab ride and just have everybody take the bus, and expand the bus service.
We did that until the state took over the administration of Medicaid taxis.
Oh, yeah? We actually did this exact program.
Because in Kingston, I tried to call taxi, and the first thing they asked me was, are you Medicaid? And I said, no. And they said, it'll be an hour.
Yeah.
Now, can you say something?
Yeah, what I want to say was we do have, and it's not as adequate, I think, as would be ideal, but we do have a UCAT bus that runs between New Paltz and Newburgh, mm-hmm. and it goes from New Paltz to the Newburgh
I'm
Mall.
Yes, I'm familiar
it's
with that.
The X
That's
line.
Really great.
Yes, and that stops at least twice in Platicville.
Yeah,
I think once
at
the
Hannaford,
once at the post office, maybe.
Oh, right over by the
Yes, and that's great.
It also, I just want to make sure you knew about it.
Yes, no, I'm familiar with it. It also has a carrier, whereas
they
you can
do,
put a bike table on.
Yes,
but it hits the ham.
It does.
It hits the ham by
You do have a bus that goes over to the train station.
From New Paltz, too.
Yep,
there is no transportation for someone to go over to Vassar Hospital, where all the medical centers are, and where everyone goes for their cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is none. And we have many seniors who, their children do not live in the area. You know, they're just not here.
Yeah. We
so
certainly
they have
into
to depend
that.
On other individuals, and it's not there. It's not there.
They don't
come down here. Not even through the volunteers with Office for the Aging?
I have not found that true.
RSVP?
I have not found that. I have not found that true unless it's something I've overheard.
Call tomorrow. Check with
Mark.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I'm very glad you brought this up because I haven't heard this in a while. But my first election, going all the way back then, this was a big issue down here with the southern tier. And I think, and Dave just said, I mean, I think we should look into it. So we're going to have to think outside the box and maybe outside the funding box. But maybe we'll come up with something.
Well, they may be able to do something with the making a stop at Vassar. I mean, if they're already going to the Kingston, they may be able to pull off of the stop at Vassar as part of the.
Even if it wasn't reimbursed,
I mean,
there's some serious federal funding involved
and the late bus, the MTA was also the biggest sponsor of it. That's actually why the reason the link bus exists is because it's feeding into MTA. That's actually why it stops off at the train station.
That's the train
station. So basically, they're in essence basically becoming the local match. Doesn't mean that we can't go and try to figure out what happens after the bus stops at the train station. And that could be then at that point where, so long as we're not messing up the runs during the middle of the day, that may be where the opportunity sort of lies.
I know Legislator Bartels and I and Legislator Roberts as well, we're all from the south. You know, Legislator Bartels is from Gardner, I'm from Shawnee, and Kevin, of course, from here. So we all understand the lack of transportation.
And I'm from Marlboro.
And Rich is from Marlboro.
And Rich is Marlboro.
Hello.
And I'm from Platicville.
And Carl and Jeanette. Thank you for your comments. We appreciate it.
But I mean, I know my mother uses the, there's a, the medical bus, it's a bus, and they pick her up when she goes.
That's very limited, though.
When my mom was up in Kingston, it was great.
You forgot about
Because she was picked up, she could go to the doctor, she went everywhere, actually. It was wonderful. But if you live in the town of Plattekill or Shongham,
I love it when somebody can say it.
Marlboro is not quite as bad.
Because they fight harder down there.
Because they fight. They fight a lot. But, you know,
you're trying to say that Kevin Robinson's fighting hard enough in Plattekill?
It definitely is a senior problem. It definitely is a senior problem.
He left?
No, he's outside.
All right. Any other comments? Anyone else like? We'll take those. We'll address them.
Thank you very much.
If there's nothing further, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Second. Just a reminder: next meeting, it's the budget vote. Held on November 18th.
There's a public hearing next month, Wednesday too.
Yes.
Where?
Public hearing
after our our budget. After
for what?
The dog tethering law.
Oh, that has nothing to do with this. This is the budget.
Well, that's the next meeting.
That's next public hearing.
Next regular meeting.
We're
we'll
here for the
November
public.
18th. Okay. All right. There again, we're going to be starting our budget amendments. Hold on. We're going to be starting our budget amendments. They're going to be submitted by Monday, correct, John? Wednesday at 1 o'clock, we'll be starting them. We will have a schedule. We'll go through them. Department heads, legislators, and anybody else. And then hopefully we'll see how we progress on Wednesday, to go into Thursday, to go into whenever. Around about Friday, maybe Monday, following Monday. But there again, my thought process would be go over all the amendments, have discussions back and forth, get everything together, and come back either 1 or 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and come back one other day for the actual vote on the amendments. And then we'll make a recommendation to the full legislative body, and the following week they will be voting on the 18th. Yep. All right, anything else?
May I ask a question? Did you... you know, one of the things that I find in the town of Plattekill is we never have our legislative representatives attend town board meetings.
Oh, here we go.
And it really would be good to have them attend town board meetings so that we know what's going on at the legislature level. And you know how it is in many towns, you really do not have even the public that comes to town board meetings. Mm-hmm. I mean... I'm the public most of the time, but you know that is what is going on. But hopefully, it would be nice to know what's going on at the county level. The only reason I even know half the things that are going on is because I read the newspaper.
You believe it?
I never believe it.
I would love to attend.
Someone to find out what's really happening.
I would love to attend the Plattekill Town Board meeting, but it conflicts with one of our legislative meetings on the same night at the same time.
Thank you. Mr. Litz, correct?
That is I.
Okay. That's okay. I'm not too good at names.
If we can get either the legislature or the town to change their meeting night, be more than happy to be here.
I think, you know, even if we didn't have to go to Kingston to be able to pick up something to know... What you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We have no way to know what's going on in the county. There is no way. I have to bring it out as looking as a senior. Most of the seniors that I have that are in the club really do not utilize computers or anything else. Mm-hmm. Okay?
So ask a solution to that?
Yes.
Invite Herbie to the senior meeting, and be more than happy to come bring a tray of cookies.
Okay.
There you go.
And I'll tell you all about it.
And give you a report.
And what we can
do. We can do that.
And Vaughn, you could actually each month everything that we can do, they can send a copy to the town boards.
Which
town
would be
board.
Great.
Again, mm-hmm. We could have the town board actually post whatever it is, whatever resolutions we're voting on, and that way they can have posted right here in your town hall.
And I think that's something that should be done.
And with that in mind, we'll do that with all towns.
Yeah,
that would be great. That really would be great. You know, well, once you're up in Kingston, we don't know what you're doing up there. Maybe you're knitting socks. I also, you know, I'm so happy that you're taking over some monies that were
Some monies? A lot of monies.
Millions of monies.
Millions of monies. But as a taxpayer, it's something, you know, when we had our budget done this year, and of course we looked at it last year, and it's something you have to understand. In all the towns, especially in the town of Plattekill, we're really a bedroom community. We have very little business here. We have very few revenues that are coming in here. We do have quite a few senior citizens here who want to stay in their homes. It's very difficult to stay in your home as a senior citizen with what you're paying in school taxes, and I'm sure I don't have to tell you that, mm-hmm. in the Marlboro system. But, you know, everything is going up, but I can tell you that Social Security certainly doesn't match it. And one of the things that happens, even though you want to be in your home, because perhaps you have good memories there, you and your husband built it, you lived there your whole life, and at 50, even though you may have beautiful places, I may not want to live there.
It's not meant for everybody.
So, you know, you try to stay in your home, but you're still at an age where everything breaks down. Such as, you know, my washing machine just went, I had to get a new boiler. I mean, I could go on and on. And then when you add all your taxes and you look at your money's coming in and you no longer have your husband, so you only have one income, it's very tight going. It's very tight going. And you hate to be on the end of Medicare. You really want to be in Medicaid because you get more from Medicaid.
You get everything.
Just so that you're aware that the county did take over some costs this year, over the last couple of years. And we hope that the towns appreciate it, and then most of them
do.
And there again, I have even told this to my town supervisor before in front of the town board, that we saved them, not even counting the Board of Election costs, just safety net costs was 3.5%. And hopefully you can utilize that money in your town budget to reduce your budget, because basically when you add the county and the town, it's the same amount of money, it's just coming out of a different pocket.
And I would like to commend your town supervisor for being one of the town supervisors to do that.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
But, yeah, this town has decreased.
Don't give him too much because he really puffs up a lot.
His head's getting bigger. He might not get out the
door. I know.
But in saying all that, any other comments? Mr. Croce, Supervisor Croce, would you like to say anything?
I just would like to say thank you for bringing this hearing to our town. It's very nice that we get to see our county legislators down here in the southern end of the county.
Well, normally when we go to other towns, they usually have a big dinner for us and everything else. Provide that, so.
That means you're not coming back?
Well, you got your one chance.
On the primos.
Rich only comes if you give him macaroni.
That's it. I make a big dinner for this whole committee next week. Well, I don't. My wife does. I think I'm that.
Are we doing that? Did we pick which day that was?
And on that, Herbie moves, we adjourn.
Now, second, all in favor?
Yeah, we did it.
All right, thank you all for coming.
All right, pass the